Yes.
Bit of a more general question, if it's okay. To me, my perception of the tarot card seems that it's like it's a lot about striving, whether it's for like virtues or attainments or some sort of higher experience than we're having right now. But then there's this other, I don't know, a lot of what you were just talking about, and I suppose it's kind of quite linked to this like Advaita Vedanta and what Lungpa Samedo talks about. It just feels like this just acceptance of what is right now, and it's just like this, you know, which feels kind of just not, you know, it doesn't have the same morality. So how do you reconcile those two things, like striving for some higher experience versus just what the experience just is?
Well, it's a good question. Striving is a slightly loaded term. So effort. I talk about this a lot because one of the aspects of Buddhist practice is that sort of striving or goal-directed effort based on I should improve myself, I need to get rid of my kilesas, I need to get concentration, I need to get insight. That seems to be following the instructions, but because of being based a lot on self-view, then it becomes very stressful, burdensome, and worldly in terms of goal orientation. However, the Buddha language is teaching in terms of a goal, a path. You know, the path is going somewhere. You know, like it's not tangential. It's like right at the very center of his teaching. He talks about the Eightfold Path. A path is going somewhere, and it's only a path if some being is traveling along it. Otherwise, it's just a mark on the ground. You know. The Buddha himself emphasized his teaching as a teaching of effort. It's a path of action, of doing. But the key piece is action and direction being based on mindfulness and wisdom rather than on self-view. So I've given loads of talks in the last 2 or 3 years around exactly this theme. A number of teachings when they say, you know, nothing to do, just you are the ultimate reality, just act accordingly then. But it takes effort to keep realizing that. It takes effort to not be following the things that are not in accord with that ultimate reality. So effort is still involved, but it's giving us a bit of a different context. If you're interested, again, this is shameless self-promotion, but you will find on the Amaravati website, if you look on the Dharma Vault, a lengthy article of mine called I'm Not Getting Anywhere With My Meditation. Effort, contentment, and goal-directedness in mind training. It's about 17,000 words. So, why say it in 10 words when you can say it in 150? You know. And with that, I will close things for today.